What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
I mean, we've all been there, right? We have a sales page that we put our blood, sweat, and tears into, and it's like converting at 1%, or maybe it's even converting at like 0.5%. Yet we hear these courses that say it should be converting at like 4%, or maybe even like 6%, which would be phenomenal. We're like, what's wrong with the sales page? So what you're going to hear today on this episode will just be the three mistakes that you have to avoid so that your sales page converts better. And the first one is, can you, at the top, near the top of your sales page, can you paint a slice of your ideal customer's day-to-day experience, or at least experience frustration around the topic that your offer helps them with? One that shows that you understand what they are going through, what they want to change, what they've tried before and failed at, you know, and even though that negative self-talk that like kind of holds them down and back. And you do that before you introduce your program in full on the page. So you're probably like, well, how do I do all that, Kwajo? There's two ways, three ways, actually. Research, as in take yourself over to, like, say, Reddit, where people love to complain, and look for a Reddit thread /whatever complaining pants topic, and see and copy and paste people's complaints around your area of expertise or what your offer helps with into a spreadsheet. Or you can go to a YouTube video that is about the same sort of topic and see all like of the people who are like, this won't work, the negative folks, right? Because people love to be negative and hate on the internet, but there's usually a bit of truth in that, okay? So you're just going to copy and paste and copy and paste. You can slide on over to Amazon.com, find the best books for like your niche, right? That help people do what your program helps them do. And if you're not sure what those are titled yet, because you haven't quite made your course or offer yet, then head to Google and type best books for architects or best books for learning how to start a dog walking business. And then you'll see those books. Then go to Amazon, look for those books' reviews and see what the complaints are. Okay. Not necessarily about the quality of the book, but what the author might fail to address or how the person thinks the book didn't actually help the problem. Dump that into your spreadsheet. Then you'll start seeing common themes. Take those common themes and reorganize them so that you start to see which ones, I guess, are the most frequent, the most potent, and pay attention to the words that folks are using, because you're going to use their words. You're not going to paraphrase. And if you haven't made your course, here's another thing you can do. You can pre-validate your course, as in contact people within your following and say, hey, I'm thinking about making a course. I don't have anything to sell you yet, but I would like to hop on like a 10-15 minute call and just ask you some questions that would help me make a course that would, you know, help some people, right? And then you get on and you ask those questions yourself. Or if you already have a course and you just want to get the copy to be better, email your current students. Tell them you would love to hear their feedback, and you'll hop on, say, a 15-minute call and give them something, you know, to incentivize them to get on the call. Maybe you're going to give them like a little gift card, or you don't have to give them anything. First, just ask. See how many people just want to help you out of the goodness of their hearts. And then if you don't get enough people booking a quick call with you, then maybe offer something. Okay, cool. So what you also need to do for your sales page to get it to convert better is And by the way, if my voice is new to you, hi, my name's Kwejo, and I am the new co-host of the Art of Online Business podcast. Like way back in the fall, right when Rick came back from his sabbatical, this was in September, actually, he announced me as the co-host, and I'm here as the co-host. I've been coaching with Rick inside of his accelerator, which is no longer in existence, but for about 3 years, and I've been running Facebook ads for about that same amount of time, and this is my second online business. I'm a Facebook ads manager and a funnel fixer, if you will. So I'm the new co-host. I love learning about online business. I love growing online businesses. I do so for my clients and through running their ads and also consulting them from, you know, sales to marketing to their funnels to team dynamics, how to make a good hire, a new hire to reduce their own overwhelm, right? And of course, Facebook ads. So what you could do is list more of your client testimonials on your sales page. Like inside of me, there is something that feels, it's a mindset hurdle I have to hop over, okay? Just to be super honest. There's something that feels like I'm going a little too towards the pushy side of things if I'm putting client testimonials on the sales page, and I have to get over that. If that's something you struggle with, you have to get over that too, because somebody reading your sales page needs to see that your offer is working. And so you need to get client testimonials there, but not just anywhere. You want to put your client testimonials, your customer testimonials, right next to or below where you make a statement, an arguable statement, especially one that's followed by a call to action to buy. For example, if you say that your dog walking program helps potential dog walkers make the most money in the least amount of time with the fewest bites from dogs, then like right under that buy now button, you want to have a testimonial that said, man, I tried walking dogs and one dog bit me and I cried. I had to go to the doctor to get like a rabies shot and I almost gave up. But then I bought so-and-so's course and it helped me not get bitten and make lots of money. Okay, you get the point. You don't want to engineer these client testimonials though. You just want to be asking a lot of people in your course or program for testimonials. All right. Now selling is serving. So you want to serve more people with your program. You need to sell to more people. And a higher percentage of people who are reading your sales page will buy if they can see testimonials, not just because the testimonial says it works, your program works, but also because with the varied testimonials that are on your sales page, people will read those testimonials and sort of find themselves, discover themselves, find or have their ambitions and hopes and desires reinforced in various testimonials. And so you don't just want one or two or three, put like 18 up there. Okay, maybe that's a lot, but 18 could be like little screenshot testimonials, right? And save the better ones just to be kind of intermittently throughout your page. By the way, testimonial, I don't like the kind that are just like, rah, 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 this program is amazing. I like the kind that said like the problems that somebody had, the reason they bought their program, maybe even a hesitancy that they had about getting the program, and then the breakthrough they had, tangible breakthrough. You know, mindset shift is good, but like mindset shift doesn't always pay the bills. Like tangible, I made some money or I was able to do the thing. That kind of testimonial is good. And you can coach, by the way, people inside of your course to give you the kind of testimonial that you need. Don't be afraid if you get a testimonial that's just not quite there as far as what you feel like it could accomplish, to go back and say, hey, this is more of what I need. Could you do it like this? And I think it's okay. I believe it's okay. It's within integrity to coach somebody how to do a testimonial, much like you could hear somebody give a report. You remember those high school reports? I dreaded high school reports, but somebody could give a report and you could coach them how to deliver that report better. You can coach somebody how to deliver a testimonial better. Also, here's a mistake you want to avoid. When you summarize your program's lessons, please don't make it boring and read like a college syllabus. I hated those things. Did you like college syllabi? Is that the right plural form of syllabus? I don't know, but syllabus rhymes with succubus and succubuses are not good. So don't make your, where did that come from? Good Lord. Don't make your sales page read like a college syllabus, okay? I don't want module one listed and then module two and then module 18. And each module has like seven lessons listed out and it's just title, module title, lesson title, lesson title. Oh my gosh, that's so boring. Summarize what each module achieves, as in the outcome of going through this module. Summarize that, and that would be fine. So like, here's an example that's near and dear to me because my sales page also used to suck. It's getting better with every revision. But I have a module that's called Before You Start Your Facebook Ads. Okay, that might not be the exact name, but that's the module of my course inside of the Lead Gen Cheat Code that helps you run your lead generation ads the exact same way I do for my clients so that you can get really good results. So I have one that's a module that's before you set up Facebook ads. Great. I don't want to list that module name. I don't want to list like lesson one, how to set up Google Analytics. Lesson two, how to measure your accurate lead cost with Google Analytics and Facebook Ads Manager. Lesson three, use the column setup for Facebook ads that I use so you can view the same metrics that really matter, i.e. the same one that I use. Lesson four, do your customer research. No. I want to have a summary of that module that says, essentially, you'll learn all the stuff to set up your Facebook ads so that they convert the way you always hoped they would convert, i.e. the way I get them to convert for my clients. Done, right? And then you could say, you know, Google Analytics, audience research, Facebook Ads Manager setup. Boom. It's a simple summary, but the outcome is there. Your ads convert as good as my ads convert. We're done. We don't need the details. And I would say that nobody really cares about all the details. So that's one simple summary. If you like this episode, please go down to the show notes below and tell me how much you liked it by leaving a review on the podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode. And until I see you, or until you hear me in the next one, be blessed. Bye.